Please rise in the honor of the reading of the Holy Gospel. And if there's something that ties these two readings together, it is that thought again of anxiousness. Abram had moments of anxiety and fear, and that was met with the promise of God. So also in our gospel text, Jesus addresses anxious thoughts by sharing that God will provide. If he's going to take care of the sparrows and the lilies of the field, he'll also take care of us. Our gospel from St. Luke chapter 12. And Jesus said to his disciples, "Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat, nor about your body, what you will put on. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothing. Look to the ravens. They neither sow nor reap, they have neither storehouse nor barn, and yet God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? If then you are not able to do as small a thing as that, why are you anxious about the rest? Look to the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass, which is alive in the field today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? And do not seek what you are to eat and what you are to drink, nor be worried, for all the nations of the world seek after these things, and your Father knows that you need them. Instead, seek his kingdom, and these things will be added to you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions, give to the needy, provide yourselves with money bags that do not grow old, with a treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thief approaches and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ." Congregation may be seated. I'd like to invite forward the children for a brief children's message.